we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Exchange between Friends of the Earth Croatia and Friends of the Earth Mozambique, building the environmental justice movement in the framework of the Erasmus Plus project. Aiming to exchange ideas, learn and strengthen joint work, young activists from several groups of Friends of the Earth International coming from Europe and Africa are carrying out the Erasmus Plus project. In May, activist Dora Sevka of Friends of the Earth Croatia visited Mozambique. The struggle against coal mining was one of the strong points of the trip. Dora is part of the steering group of Young Friends of the Earth Europe, Mozambique's and Croatia's socialist past, the common ways of working between Selena Akcija, Friends of the Earth Croatia, and Justicia Ambiental, Friends of the Earth Mozambique, added to the shared interest topics between the two countries, such as the struggle against the coal industry, facilitated that this time the exchange took place between these two countries. Friends of the Earth International seeks the Erasmus Plus project to contribute to environmental justice activism in the groups of the Federation based on an active exchange and that cross-regional visits truly allow for the real involvement of participants in the national work of the host organization. Dora really benefited from this opportunity and told us about her experience in this interview with Real World Radio.
Real World Radio is interviewing Dora Sivka. She is a representative of Friends of the Earth Croatia, and she's also part of the steering group of Young Friends of the Earth Europe. Dora, it's really a pleasure being in touch with you. How are you?
Hi, Jose. Great. Thank you. And you?
Fine, Dora. Thank you very much. We knew that just a few time ago, and you will let us know a bit better now, you went to Mozambique. And we would like to, as part of the of Young Friends of the Earth Europe, and we would like, why did you go there and with which purposes?
Yeah, okay. So I went to Mozambique in May. I was there for a month. I was a participant in a project, Erasmus Plus project. It has a very long name, but in short, the project kind of links certain African and certain European countries in groups. So I think 14 in total. And it gives the opportunity to send a youth worker or young volunteer and activist to go to the partner country. So one European goes to an African country and later an African group sends their participant to visit that European country. That's how it worked. The objective was primarily to learn, to get to know the context, to exchange the ideas, tools, and to actually contribute to the work of that group. So to participate actively. And Croatia was paired with Mozambique. So I was the person that visited.
Okay, Dora, before we move on with other issues about your trip to Mozambique, I would like to know just a bit more about the Erasmus project. It was it is a joint interest between the Young Friends of the Earth, Friends of the Earth Africa, and Young Friends of the Earth Europe. When did you start with this project? We knew that you had a meeting before in Durban some few months ago. What could you tell us about this Erasmus project?
So, yes, in my kind of words, the objective of the project, which is really big, it links all of, so Friends of the Earth International, Young Friends of the Earth, and it's to strengthen our bonds within our federation and actually outside to show as that we're all working together for our common goals for a just and sustainable world. So to strengthen the global movement, our regional and cross-regional learning and connections, and our collaboration with other social and environmental justice allies. And to do it through the youth workers, to empower them to participate, to engage, to disseminate that knowledge and the values, because that is system change. That is how we build a more inclusive environmental and justice movement. And the big kind of, I think, specific objective was to become more intersectional, to experience interculturality, to challenge our privileges, to see how gender and class and race define our world and how we challenge that. How do we kind of prosper through learning from others, through combining ideas and our experiences? I think that was kind of, in summary, that is the general idea of this project.
Okay, Dora, why did you go specifically to Mozambique? Why was Mozambique the objective this time?
Because of what Mozambique and Croatia have in common. So we have the socialist past, and we face a lot of problems now in the present. So primarily coal as a common resistance target for both Croatia and Mozambique. But also we share ways of working. So both Zelena Akcija and Justica Ambiental, they're the focus groups, they strive to have an intersectional approach. So cooperate with other social justice movements and try to incorporate intersectionality as a concept in our work, especially when we work with youth, so with students. So that's why we were paired as countries to learn as much as we can from each other and kind of to enhance our future bonds and maybe even a possible project.
Okay, Dora, what could you tell us about your experience there? What areas of Mozambique you did visit and why? And which were the most important learnings for you and from Young Friends of Youth Europe?
I don't even really know where to start. It's been one of the most impacting experiences I've ever had. So it was the first time that I was outside Europe for a month, which was enough to get to know the context of Mozambique and even, in a way, the context of Africa. I had really good guides, so people from Justiça Ambiental explained everything I wanted to know and more. And as I've said, so this was the first time I had the chance to do kind of intensive field work in a country that wasn't European. So what I did, I got the chance to participate in a 5-day-long seminar. It was a seminar for students. There was about 40 young people, participants from Maputo and other regions. And we talked about theories of development, land rights, dirty energy, climate and social justice, etc. So my role was to engage also. I held 3 sessions. I did it in Portuguese, although I don't really speak Portuguese. I know Spanish, so I was relatively understandable. But here is where I've seen that tools of popular education worked really well. So we used a lot of games. Games transcend words. I basically try to not speak so much, rather kind of let them discuss through games and conclude all together. So in the first session, we explored the topic of power. We played a game with shares, but not only like power relations on a global level, but on a national level and also on a personal level, our own kind of power as active citizens. It was great for me to hear their thoughts on this. I learned a lot about how they as youth see the situation in Mozambique and what obstacles they recognize, where and how they want to act, like, etc. I also did a session on coal, a bit about coal in general, the mines, the impacts of coal mining and burning on land and water and health. And I also talked about the fight we had against coal in Croatia. That was very important because Mozambique now faces a lot of problems with coal extraction and mining in several provinces, especially the province of Tet. I went there later and coal was one of my main focuses of the entire exchange. My last presentation was on intersectionality. I used the Young Friends of the Earth Equality and Interculturalism Manifesto. That manifesto was written a couple of months ago by the Equality and Interculturality Working Group. It was created because we recognize the need to make our youth European movement as inclusive as possible by kind of recognizing the oppressions and the privileges of certain identities and how they overlap. And that way we have to have that in mind when working. We have to strive to address these issues. So I showed them the manifesto and we went through the areas which we as Young FOI identified as something that we have to address, like sexism and racism and classism, homophobia, ableism, white male privilege. I presented this as an example of what the European youth recognize is something they want to address and work on. And that manifesto doesn't necessarily need to be entirely adaptable to the African context, which is normal. So together with them, we try to identify what they think is important for their context of Mozambique and Africa, what issues they see and how those issues overlap and how those issues concern the environmental movement. The key concept was intersectionality. We used it as a tool, kind of way of thinking, way of problematizing, let's say, which talked about our own identities and privileges, like myself as a white middle-class woman and a student. My experience is different from a black middle-class woman that is a student, which is different from a black woman that isn't a student because of her socio-economical environment. So there are a lot of different identities there in the room. Rome in that seminar, and we could exchange our experiences and we spoke very freely about these issues. And for me personally, it was interesting because I've never been in a situation when I was like being a white woman in the minority with people who didn't have the same cultural background like the European one. So it was very interesting. That was the first part of my trip, and the second one was focused on coal. We went to the province of Tete. That province is in the north of Mozambique and faces many problems with foreign industries and that extract coal. So I visited four communities that are directly impacted by coal mining. Some of them were very close to the coal mining site. One village was about 1 kilometer away. Some of them were resettled. I talked to the people from the communities. They explained what they were facing, what problems they had. The ones that were waiting the resettlement have had problems with water, air pollution and health problems. And the ones that have been resettled are dissatisfied as well because the conditions weren't agreed. They were transferred to a barren land with not enough water. They were away from their land, their cemeteries. So the peak of that experience was the gathering we had. There were four participants from each of the affected communities. So two men and two women, about 20 people. I gave an introduction why I'm here, and we started to talk all together about the impacts of coal on their lives. I kind of tried to back up their experience with facts about what we know that coal does, what are the impacts of coal on environment and people. I also, this was very important, I showed them a lot of photos from all over the world, communities in every continent basically fighting coal in a different way. So we established this global link. There are a lot of communities in the world that share their problems and they're fighting it hard. I talked about our campaign against coal in Croatia. I also talked about the fight in India over Mahal Forest that is very kind of contextually similar to Mozambique in one. And both campaigns were successful over 5 years or so. So it can be done with a lot of pressure and support from the people, but they can win this. And not only that, it isn't just kind of the problem of the country that is extracting coal and the one that is burning. Not only those two countries are affected, burning coal is a major contributor to climate change, and climate change threatens us all. So we all share the responsibility to stop using coal. And this was also very kind of interesting. I asked them if they noticed a change in the climate in the recent 20 years, and they actually said yes, the rain seasons, the weather patterns, the heat is getting more intense, they've noticed it. So we had a conversation about these things, and it gave coal this global importance. It gave their fight a global importance. Because it's like that. It was a true kind of local, global kind of discussion. And at the end of the meeting, after a lot of discussion, they decided to start a campaign against coal altogether to go to their communities and engage them and collectively stop coal mining in Mozambique. And they didn't even want to settle with like lesser options, like better resettlement plans. They went for the goal, like a big no to coal, stop coal mining and combusting in Mozambique. And it was amazing to see that outcome, their energy and the passion for this. I finally understood on a deeper level the absolute need for solidarity in activism and in life. I knew it before. I knew it theoretically. I was promoting it, but this was the first time that I actually felt it. It kind of sprung naturally. We are all in this together. We ultimately want the same things, and our fights are our own. We have to support each other. It was very intense, and it was very empowering for me as an activist. I also hope that my presence there was helpful to make this kind of link between the local and the global more clear, that I was able to kind of bring closer the idea that we are all in this together and that we support each other. We should support each other in order for this to work. So basically that was main impact from my trip.
Really interesting, Dora. You really had a great and a full agenda, but also your personal feelings and experience that you live there, and how you make the links between what's happening in the local atmosphere or areas and how you link it with the global impacts and what's happening internationally, for example, with the issue of climate change and the links with mining, for example, or coal. It's interesting also the situation in Tete. Real World Radio has been following this issue for years, so having an update from you and especially your experience with the people there is really nice. Dora, I wanted to ask you how now, after your trip and some months have already passed after this moment, how you make the connection with what you lived there and with the rest of young Friends of the Earth Europe? How you do you share all this information and knowledge and experience?
There's going to be a partner meeting in Brussels late July, where the countries and the partner countries will gather and they will exchange thoughts and share the experiences, just kind of an evaluation of a sort. And here, I think we're gonna see where to go further with this knowledge that we have, and to prepare for the next exchange. So the African participant that will go to the European country in August and September. Here we will discuss this. And some of the African participants will stay at the Young Friends of Europe summer camp in Netherlands. This is very important. They will have a session on their own to introduce the project, to also share the experiences. So this will be the direct link between Young Friends of the Earth and some of the participants that are working with this project. Hopefully it will just people that will experience it will kind of nurture the spirit of solidarity and interculturality and kind of bring it to their own organization, their own work. So yeah, there's going to be, after the second exchange in September and October, there's going to be a final event in Europe, and we're collectively going to kind of develop this best practices document for youth work methods, for tools to share these experiences widely, and to not stop there where the project ends, to kind of to make it useful for future exchange, for future collaborations, and to also strengthen our bonds. So yeah, that is the lifelong legacy of this project, I hope.
Dora, have you ever had the experience of someone from whatever country, from Africa and from Young Friends of the Earth Africa, visiting any of your countries in Europe as part of this Erasmus project?
As part of this one? No, we had at our last summer camp, the 2 years ago, that we had a summer camp in Brittany, Young Friends of the Earth one. We had some African participants there, but Croatia has never had an African participant in this sort of project. So this will be our first time. That's also why this project is great. Hopefully it won't be the last time. Hopefully we'll start to develop these bonds with different regions and different contexts.
Okay, Dora, before we end the interview, how does the project, the Erasmus project, the link between the two regions and the young activists from the Friends of the Earth groups from the two regions, how do you move on with the project now?
Yeah, so this is what I've said. We're going to have a meeting in Brussels. We're going to meet some of the participants in Netherlands at our summer camp, which will start at the 31st of August. Then there's going to be an exchange. Then we'll have this final event in Europe. But hopefully it's not going to stop here. Regarding the project, I hope we'll just strive to kind of keep this regional links that we've established now and that we will establish during this project, that it's going to have a kind of a long-term benefits of it. That it's going to be a long-term kind of collaboration, not just during the time of this project.
Okay, it was Dora Sivka, representative of Friends of the Earth Croatia, and also a member of the steering group of Young Friends of the Earth Europe. Dora, thank you very much. You have been very kind. You really had a great experience in Mozambique, and you were very nice explaining and telling us about this trip and everything you learned there.
Thank you, Jose. Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.